Dreamer here, also known as your friendly neighborhood baby ghoul. I'm doing a questionnaire by KinkyAngel91. It's titled Another October Fall and Halloween Questionnaire. And I'm doing it because I'm a huge slut for October and fall and Halloween and all of that. So I saw it and I got excited, so I'm gonna do it. And the first category is fall, or October, Jesus. Number one, do you know anyone born in October? Who are they in relation to you? My best friend is born in October. So yeah, she's my best friend, and she was born in October. I think that's it. Just my best friend. When does it feel like October has finally started? Well, in my town, or in my county, I guess, we have a fair, and once fair comes, it's October, and it just started on Tuesday, so October is here. Number three, what's your favorite thing or things about October? I like that it's finally cool enough that I can wear leggings and not die. I love that I can break out sweaters and go shopping for cute sweaters and stuff and buy oversized baggy sweaters. I also like when the leaves start to change color and when they fall and they're all like pretty and orange and brown and crunchy. I love that pumpkin spice lattes are out. I love October in general. I absolutely love this month and the season of fall. Number five, if October was a person, describe his or her personality. Me, I'm pretty much October. Just kidding. I think if October was a person, they'd be like that, like, kind of really, like, they look intimidating and they look scary, but they're actually, like, the nicest person you'll ever meet. Kind of have, like, a witchy vibe to them, you know? But they'd be very nice and very, like, chill. Number six. What is your country, state, city famous for during October, or what do they always do every year in October? My exact town doesn't do anything but the county. Oh, that says country. I read it wrong, I think. My county, we have a fair in the town over from mine, which is like, I don't know. It's not that far away. We have a fair, and, I mean, it's a pretty big thing. I'm not going this year, but you know, that's nothing to do with the fair itself, it's more to do with me. But, yeah, there's a fair, and on, we do this thing at the fair, and all the high schools in the area compete, and it's really cool. That was my favorite thing about it, but the fair is pretty great. Number seven, favorite October memory. Well, I think it would be my last year of high school when we did, it was our last time as a grade 12 class being at a fair day on the opening day of fair. And it was our last year of competing as our school. And so, like, all the grade 12s were just, like, decked out in the theme that we had. And we were just, like, yelling at the top of our lungs and just had a lot of spirit. And it was great. And we ended up winning. So that's always a fun memory. Just kind of like a last little hoorah before you graduate, I guess. So the next category is fall. What's your favorite thing about fall? I think I already said it in October, but I'll say it again. But just how the leaves change color and how it gets a lot cooler and, you know, all that kind of stuff. What do you hate about fall? I hate having to rake up the leaves. When does it feel like fall has officially started? refer back to when it feels like October has started, Fair and Pumpkin Spice Latte. 10 out of 10. Number 4, what's your favorite food to eat, make, make during the fall? Favorite dessert to eat slash make? I don't think I really have a favorite food to make during the fall, but my grandpa and I make pumpkin tarts during the fall, and I try to help my mom with baking at home as well, but it's mostly like pumpkin flavored things. Number 5, where do you have to go to eat or drink something every fall? I either go to the coffee shop here, so I either go to Tim Hortons or I go to Starbucks, and I get my pumpkin spice latte because I'm basic as fuck. Number 6, if fall was a person, describe his or her personality. I think if fall was a person, they would be very, I don't know. Let me think about it for a minute. I think, oh gosh. I want to say they'd be slightly like October, but maybe not as like intimidating looking, and they'd be a lot more like approachable and, you know, fun and awesome. Number 7, what is slash R1 slash many things you look, what is one or what are many things you look forward to every single fall? Pumpkin spice lattes, Thanksgiving, Halloween, that's it. Number 8, favorite fall memory. I don't know. I think just going to the fair with my family, I guess. I don't know. And the last category is Halloween. We're at my favorite one. Number 1, favorite thing about Halloween. Just being able to do cool costumes, and I mean, as a person who very much loves makeup, the fact that I can do cool makeup looks and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And the worst thing about Halloween is Devil's Night, the night before Halloween. Our house kind of, well, we're on a street that's kind of quiet, so nothing really usually happens, but there have been times that, like, our house will get egged or something, so that's fun, but, you know, what can you do about it? But I don't think I have any, like, dislikes about Halloween itself, but just the night before I don't like. Number 2, favorite thing about trick-or-treating. Oh my goodness. Free candy. That's my favorite thing in the world. Free candy. The worst thing about it is that you can't go out after a certain age, at least in my town, because I went out with a couple friends when I was 17 or 18. And some houses were good and just, like, gave us candy, whatever, but there were houses that, like, interrogated us and, like, made us do shit for candy. And, like, it wasn't worth it, and, like, I would just walk away because I don't need candy that bad. Like, I'm not gonna jump through a hoop or sing or dance for you just to get a fucking mini chocolate bar. Like, not happening. So, I mean, I think that's the worst thing, is that, like, after a certain age, you kind of get treated differently at the houses, and it's like, oh, well, you have to do this if you want candy, and it's like, I'm just a trick-or-treater like everybody else, leave me alone. if my screen would stop blanking, just give me 1 second here. Gosh, dang it. Okay. Number 3, favorite TV show and movies to watch during Halloween. Well, I like Supernatural, and I mean, I'll probably marathon it up leading up to Halloween, but I usually watch Nightmare Before Christmas at least once during October. Usually I try to do it either on Halloween or before, the day before, because I'm usually doing something on Halloween. Number four. Scary movies, horror movies, slash films, etc. Yes to any of them. Why or why not? Favorite of any of them? I don't really know. I like scary movies and horror movies, and I kind of always grouped all of these together. I always thought they were just under the genre of horror. I don't know what that noise was, if you guys heard it. I'm sorry. There's a ghost. I love horror movies. Like, I'm just gonna group them all in one category, but I love horror movies. I love all of that. But it also really gets my anxiety going. But you know, it's worth it, I guess, in that sense, because the movies are really good. I've been recently kind of on a horror movie kick, so I've been saving up some movies to watch. Which, you know, if anyone wants to suggest some good horror movies, let me know, and I'll add it to my list to watch. Number five, please tell us your scariest childhood memory. I have an awful memory, and I barely remember what I did yesterday, let alone, like, I don't know. I don't remember really any childhood scary memories. Number six, please tell us your scariest adult older than 18 memory. I mean, this was pretty terrifying. Not terrifying, but it was scary for a bunch of girls in a house alone. So we were all kind of sitting around, my roommates and I, at our table up in the kitchen, and we'd been joking because we kept hearing noises, and we're like, oh, it's a ghost, like, we were just being stupid. And like, I went over to the sink to fill up my drink, and as I turned away from it, there was a tap on the window. And it was, oh, I like jumped out of my skin. I like ran away from the sink. And then, of course, we're all girls and like we're all scared. And we all decide that, you know, because there's four of us, sorry, and one of him, we decide to open the door. So we open the door, and this guy's there, like, he's, like, he looks really creepy, and, like, he's, like, he has no shirt on, and he's, like, all scraggly and scruffy, and, like, just, he gave me the creeps. He's, like, oh, well, I'm looking for a Linda, or a Lisa, or something. And we're, like, there's nobody here with that name, like, you've got the wrong house. He's like, no, this is the right house. And we're like, no, it's not, like, you need to leave. And he's like, well, I can give you guys a strip tease anyway. And then he starts to, like, try to get in the house. So we, like, shut and lock the door on him. And the door we have is a code door, so it's, I mean, it kind of kept us safe because he didn't try to kick it down or anything. But, then we're all inside, and like one of my roommates was calling the landlord, and another roommate was calling the cops, and we're all hiding in this little like corner area where he can't see us, but he's still knocking on the window, and then he's knocking on the door, and like it was a scary first night for all of us. But we called it a bonding moment, because, you know, after that it was kind of, it's kind of like a funny story now, but like at the time it was terrifying. Like, we were scared. I was scared too, because my room was on like the lower floor, and I was scared that he was gonna like come into the backyard, or he was gonna come back and come into the backyard and like knock on my window, and I was gonna like lose my mind. It was terrifying. Number seven. Recall the scariest story you've ever heard. Well, the Cliff Notes version of it. Good lord, I don't know. I don't know. Oh god. I'm blanking. Number 8 was the scariest thing somebody told you they saw or went through or heard. My one roommate, she used to, like, have this black figure that kind of, like, followed her and her brother around and, like, kind of hovered around them at night. And, like, I guess she said that it felt bad and all that. Yeah, that kind of thing. But I guess, a thing that I think that I saw, well, that somebody, that's for, okay, anyway. There's that. Or, that's the only one that I can think of, is that she just had, like, I guess, like, an evil spirit kind of following her. Yeah. Number 9. Do you believe in ghosts? Want to share a ghost story or experience you've had? I do believe in ghosts. I 100% very much so believe in the afterlife and spirits and all that kind of stuff. I mean, yeah, I'll share. I mean, whatever. When I was, like, about 6 or 7, I want to say, I was fairly young. I remember waking up in the middle of the night, and I sat up, and there was a woman sitting on the end of my bed, like, kind of just, like, how, like, a parent would, like, perch themselves on your bed to just, like, comfort you. And so she was sitting there, but she wasn't, like, looking at me or anything. And then she, like, it was weird, but I didn't feel scared. And I felt very calm. And then, like, she turned to look at me, but she didn't have a face. She was very flowy. I remember that. She had, like, long, long hair. And she was very flowy, and she was calming. Like, I don't think that she had any bad intentions at all, but she was, yeah, she was calming. And I just remember, like, kind of looking at her, and then I just went back to sleep. When I stayed with a cousin of mine, for my first year of college, her house had a lot of stuff going on in it. There was a woman that would kind of just hang out in the little dining room area in the bottom level when you walk into the house. She was cool. She just kind of hung out by the window. And then their great-grandma would hang out in my room. I never saw her, but I felt her. She was alright. I just felt unsettled because I think she knew that I wasn't supposed to be in that room because it was originally my cousin's daughter's room, but then she gave it to me when she moved down into a spare bedroom. And then a most recent one, my grandma passed away about 5 years ago. And my grandpa now lives in, like, a little bachelor pad type thing. Or not really a bachelor pad, because there's 2 bedrooms, but, like, it's, like, a small enough apartment for one guy. And the second bedroom, I used to sleep in it. But then, like, a year ago, I think, or a couple years ago, I just felt like I shouldn't be in that room, and that I should not sleep in there, or, like, be in there. That is not my place. And yeah, so I started sleeping on the couch, but I felt like I was being watched out there too. So, I was talking to my mom about it, and, she said to try and acknowledge it, and if the feeling sort of calmed, like, if it felt calmer, then that was what it was. So I acknowledged the feeling and acknowledged the spirit, as my grandma, because I wanted to see if that was what it was. And it was. It calmed down. I mean, I definitely still don't sleep in that bedroom because I know that she's in there. And I feel like I'm, like, intruding being in there, so, you know. But yeah, that was more than one ghost story, but, you know. And I guess they're not really ghost stories as much as they are, like, feeling spirits. I don't know. Yeah. Number 10. Have you ever literally been so scared you turned as white as a ghost? I don't think so. But yeah, so, this has been 20 minutes or more of, I mean, my thing says 20 minutes right now, but who knows. Anyway, this has been your friendly neighborhood baby ghoul dreamer, here to give you some spooky questionnaires. But yeah, so, that's it for now. I hope you guys liked it, and I will see y'all later. Bye.